Pelosi, Trump is dishonoring, degrading, distracting America with squad attacks. By Pam Key on July 17, 2019. Wednesday on Capitol Hill, at her weekly press briefing, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, commented on President Donald Trump's tweets about the so-called the squad, made up of reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ayanna Presley, DMA, Rashida Tlaib, DME, and Ilhan Omar, DMN. Pelosi said, "We did our resolution, and we'll deal with Mr. Green's resolution. We do have to have a clear path. I do think that the president is trying to, and we can't and you can't. And we can't buy into his fog that he wants to create over everything." She continued, "He knows, we all know the argument that can be made against us in terms of our philosophy or in terms of our priorities and the rest. The president knows the argument that could be made against him, and therefore he wants to distract from them. You have to give him credit. He's a great distractor, and that's what it is about." She added, "Let's just take it to a better place. America, the president wants to make America great again, we all do. What does it mean? What is America? So many times we come together, and we talk about America as our ideal in the Constitution. An example of the world of the founding documents that rejected a monarch and put forth separations of powers. Article I, the legislative branch having the priority in listing, and that's being dishonored by the President of the United States. What is America? We are the people, nation of immigrants by and large, and he's derogating all the newcomers coming to our country in complete opposition to the beautiful words of Ronald Reagan in the last speech he made to the country as President of the United States. This America, this beautiful land from sea to shining sea and beyond. It is God's gift to us that he's almost every day but certainly every week degrading and saying that not going to deal with climate on the basis of any science? Really? What is America? Our values, and that's the debate we have all the time in the battle of budget and the rest in terms of how we invest in our children's future and how these things all come together and under the guidance of our founders. We the people," they said in the preamble to the Constitution. They also said from many one, although they could not imagine how many or how different we would be, but they knew we had to be one. That beautiful guidance is something as constantly as we keep in mind as we engage in our differences. At the end of the day, we want to be refined and not divided. I wish the president would read that. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.